You're listening to SBS News.
Genocide is a crime under international law. It can be committed in times of peace as well as war. The word was first used to describe the Nazi Holocaust. In 1948, its meaning was defined by the United Nations General Assembly in the Convention on the Prevention and Punishment of the Crime of Genocide as
acts committed with intent to destroy in whole or in part a national, ethnic, racial or religious group. As such, killing members of the group, causing serious bodily or mental harm to members of the group, deliberately inflicting on the group conditions of life calculated to bring about its physical destruction, in whole or in part, imposing measures intended to prevent births within the group, forcibly transferring children of the group to another group.
People can be prosecuted for genocide, conspiracy to commit genocide, incitement to commit genocide, attempting to commit genocide, and complicity in genocide. Under the convention, states are required to act to prevent and punish genocide. In 2005, nations acknowledged that states were not consistently meeting this obligation. And at that year's World Summit, heads of state adopted the principle of responsibility to protect. They affirmed their responsibility to protect their own populations from genocide and accepted a collective responsibility to encourage and help each other uphold this commitment. But speaking last year, the UN's then Special Advisor on the Responsibility to Protect, Karen Smith, said the principle was routinely ignored.
The imperative was clear. We need to do more as an international community to protect people. Sadly, we see atrocity crimes continue to be committed in many parts of the world.
There are several serious violent crimes that don't fall under the special definition of genocide. They include war crimes, ethnic cleansing, crimes against humanity, and mass killing. In recent weeks, some Western nations that earlier accused Russia of committing war crimes in Ukraine have also suggested it's guilty of genocide. United States President Joe Biden is among international leaders who've made the claim.
Yes, I called it genocide because it's become clearer and clearer that Putin is just trying to wipe out the idea of even being able to be a Ukrainian. And the evidence is mounting. It's different than it was last week. The more evidence is coming out of the horrible things that the Russians have done in Ukraine.
State Department spokesman Ned Price says the U.S. is supporting international lawyers trying to determine whether there's sufficient evidence of genocide to prosecute.
We are engaged in a process at this very moment to work with partners around the world, but in the first instance, our Ukrainian partners, to help them collect, to preserve, to document, and to share evidence of atrocities, potential war crimes, and yes, if that threshold, that legal threshold is reached, genocide.
Investigations in the Ukraine and any subsequent legal proceedings could take years. A professor of international law at Monash University, Douglas Guilfoyle, says to successfully prosecute a person for genocide, prosecutors would need to show people killed were part of a distinct national, ethnic, racial, or religious group.
That offence must have been carried out with the special intent to destroy, in whole or in part, a protected group. Now, we need to note here that intentionally causing or participating in mass killings is not enough. The prohibited act must intend to destroy a protected group, in whole or in part, as such.
Just three cases have met the legal threshold of genocide at the International Criminal Court. The Cambodian Khmer Rouge's slaughter of minority Cham people and Vietnamese in the 1970s, the 1994 mass killing of Tutsis in Rwanda, and the 1995 Srebrenica massacre of some 8,000 Muslim men and boys in Bosnia. In 2001, the International Criminal Court for the former Yugoslavia convicted several key figures of genocide for their roles in the Srebrenica killings. A general major in the Bosnian-Serbian army, Radislav Kustic, was among those jailed. On appeal in 2004, however, he was pronounced not guilty of genocide. Instead, he was found guilty of aiding and abetting genocide and sentenced.
Bosnian women, children and elderly were removed from the enclave, and between 7 to 8,000 Bosnian Muslim men were systematically murdered. Sentences: Radislav Krstic to 35 years imprisonment.
The United States government has declared 7 situations genocide since the 1990s. They include Islamic State's killing of Yazidis, Myanmar's military campaign against Rohingya Muslims, and the treatment of Uyghur Muslims in China. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.